Took it to Rangi Morgan is kindly in for a kōrero. I welcome him with 2 plus 2 is 4, and 4 plus 4 is 8. 8 plus 8 is 16. Normally I'd mihi in Māori, but it seems that maths is a priority, so I thought I'd welcome you numerically. Tuku roa rangi, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
What do you make of that, mate?
Yeah, crazy stuff. Now, this is same old nonsense that we're going to put up with. Walking back on a commitment to our reo, to our culture. And it's just, you know, this penchant, this obvious obsession to roll back all of the gains that have been hard won, hard fought over the last 50 years. Reo means nothing to these people. Our culture means nothing to these people, and that's the kind of government that we're having to deal with. That's the jagged edge of colonialism, of a colonialistic attitude that continues to pervade our society. It's a very sad indictment of how far we've gone back in such a short time.
Who's calling the shots down there, do you think?
Oh, no, clearly the voice of the Prime Minister's has been muted by the David Seymours of the world. What is clear here is that they would rather retain the baubles of power and be in government than to fight for what is morally right. And what is right is that actually there's only one place that our language belongs, and it's here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
When I spoke with Debbie earlier on, she said, you know, Māori iwi need to be out front and centre. I respect that you got into the kaupapa and threw out a press release, El Pronto. Why do you think it has been that few other Māori leaders have done the same?
I can't, and I never have had the...
Shake your phone a bit there, please.
Oh, I can tell you that...
You're back now. Can you just start that comment again, please?
Yeah, look, I'm at a loss as to why others haven't come out as strongly as we have. Clearly, they have their own reasons. This is an assault on our culture, on who we are as a people. And I've got meetings with our lawyers today. And remember, at the beginning of this year, we filed in the High Court. I would have thought that actually the irreparable damage that they've caused by cutting off funding goes to the heart of our legal action in the High Court. So I'm very interested to see where our lawyers take us on this issue, because we've been waiting for tangible evidence in terms of how they're going to treat the deal. And clearly, they've made the first move, and the first move is to kill off the funding, and that in an irreversible way, undeniable way, affects the survival of the language. So I need to be clear to our legal advisors this morning and make sure that actually we're on the same page. But from a layman's point of view, I would have thought that actually what they've done helps our legal action against them.
Tēnā koe, tuku roa rangi. What about voting with our wallets? And I wonder whether you might just outline for our listeners some of the ethical considerations that Waikato Tainui have, where they place their pūtea and with what organisations. Surely when we look at the register of those who are propped up political parties and therefore political viewpoints, do you consider that when you look at who you'll spend money with or work alongside? Because there might be an opportunity for Māori interests incensed by this and other behaviours to redirect some of their commercial relationships. Kore no mai.
Yeah, I think that there are two big issues here. One is that we have for a long time haven't been able to collectivize ourselves under one single banking institution or one single investment an investment corporation, for want of a better word. And until there's a, because what matters in a commercial world is size and scale. Hey, we're big in our own right, but we could be enormous and gigantic together. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that we have to be far more targeted about where we put our money, and because clearly the fat cats and the bourgeois of the party will continue to put their money behind ACT, New Zealand First, and National. What we have to do is, as iwi and Māori across this country, we're going to put our money into our own party that ensures that actually we need to get as many Māori off the party roll back onto the Māori roll so we can create more seats. That way we could always have political leverage in Parliament. Unless we do that, we will always be at the whim of the big parties like Labour, like National, more especially that we've seen the cutting edge of National Act and New Zealand First. So we have to be far more politically astute and smart than smarter people than I are working on a kind of solution. But I would have thought that as big tribal corporations, we should be thinking seriously about running a massive campaign to not only enroll our young ones, but actually make sure they go onto the Māori roll so as to create more seats. That's our future, Dale. For as long as we continue to be at seven seats, we're never going to be an influential player in the long term. We have to be between 12 and 15 seats, and our numbers can get us there. But mainstream society has successfully convinced our people that they need to be on the party roll, and that is a fallacy. It is absolutely wrong. And about how we do our business. And that's one of the things I think that the iwi and Māori across this country should be seriously considering.
I thank you for your thoughts too. And talk to other tribal leaders for us, will you, please? Tuku, tell them to get off their chuffs and get into the mix, eh? How about some press releases to have a bit of a go? Took you 10 minutes. We've been waiting 10 hours and more for them, but there's the challenge out, there's the whittle. Let's get some traction on this one and the constant incursions into our way of life. Thanks very much, Tuku Loirangi.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Te tōkana. Kia ora.